It's been a great crop of salmon berries. Those are pretty much done. Certainly late. They're definitely a week to 2 weeks late. We picked a few this past weekend, but they're about done. Blueberries are coming on strong. My sister picked a quart of blueberries, made a wonderful pie on Saturday. It was great pie. Reasonable flavor. They don't have the sugar content that they could if we'd had more sun. Hopefully that will improve things. But there are lots of berries out. Seeing lots of folks picking out along the bypass road these days.
I heard also Eagle Crest is kind of still a popular spot.
Yes, and depending on, they kind of ripen at lower elevation first and then gradually as you go higher. So you can pace yourself and work your way up the road. The higher you get, the later the berries are going to be ripe.
What's the determining factor as far as the size of the blueberry? Is it sun or is it
food? Well, sun and rain too. There certainly hasn't been any limitation on the rain part of things. So blueberry size is pretty good this year, blueberries and huckleberries. But yeah, flavor is really more dependent on the more sun or more heat or both. And the last week and a half have improved things, so things are getting better. They were pretty mealy, tasteless earlier. So they're getting better, and hopefully we'll get some more sun to improve their flavor as they go.
Any other berries around the Juneau area which have been kind of favorites in your household?
We occasionally pick a few of the lingonberries. They're kind of tough to find. We find a lot more of those when we go up to Kotzebue for our caribou hunting ventures. There's a few of the, they call them watermelon berries, a little on the bland side. I know some folks really like those particularly for making jams and jellies. One that's pretty tasty out on the muskegs are cloudberries, which are, they're related to the raspberries and salmonberries, but low, one fruit per little plant, orangey fruit, kind of like pale salmon eggs, if you think of salmonberries, kind of like that too, which is pretty good. But they're difficult to pick enough to make a batch of jam. Very precious.
Were you thinking of gooseberries?
Gooseberries and currants both in our yards, the commercial varieties that we can grow in our gardens. But there are also wild currants that, even though raw, they're fairly unpleasant tasting, very musky flavored. Once you cook them down, they really make good jams and jellies. And I've had some quite incredible wine made from those also. So, I mean, that's another option with some of the berries if you can pick enough of them.
Now, you've got a recipe for us?
The recipe is actually for making pickles. And again, depending on the type of vegetables in surplus that folks have, traditionally it's cucumbers, which we pretty much have to grow in a greenhouse, and mine are not doing well this year considering how cold and wet it was this spring. But we can pickle, I've pickled zucchinis as slices, chips, or really tiny zucchinis. Edible pea pods are very good. Just did some of those last week. Green beans, again, definitely a challenge this year, can be pickled. And we can also add carrots can be pickled in spears or chips, and cauliflower also. But this is a garlic dill pickle recipe, came from my mother, Mary Bajarski. And the basic brine is 1/2 cup pickling salt, 1 quart white vinegar, 2 quarts water. That's the brine. Boil that. As for quart jars, you put as much garlic as you want, basically, in the bottom of the jar. And you can use the scapes also for in the bottom. 1 stem of dill with the head, with the seeds. Or if you don't have fresh dill, then at least a teaspoon of dry dill in the bottom. And pack the jar with the vegetables. I mean, and pack them tight as you can because they actually, as they pickle, they'll be loose in the jar later. On top of that, I use either 1 cherry leaf, just standard cherry leaves from here, or 1/8 teaspoon of alum. And this is to help for crispness. And then pour the boiling water, boiling brine over them. We've got hot new lids and clean rings to put on them, finger tight, and boiling water bath process for 10 minutes. And they're ready.
Boiling water baths, in other words, seal them up and then essentially cook them for 10 minutes, right?
Correct. This is to help them seal. I mean, stuff is hot. The brine was boiling when you poured it over the cucumbers, but the cucumbers have, or other vegetables have not been cooked. So the salt and the vinegar help to preserve them, which is the key, and the boiling water bath also helps to seal them. If any of these don't seal, that is, the lid doesn't pop down, put them in the fridge. Give them about 2 weeks, and you can eat them. And likewise, those that did seal, store them in a cool, dark place, or in your pantry, or in the box that the jars came in, and they can be eaten for some years. I do have some vintage pickles at home, though we try to rotate our stock.
Okay. Well, thanks for the recipe.
You're welcome, Matt.